Bitter cold temperatures continued across a big part of the U.S. Midwest yesterday afternoon, but we are still in that recovery mode that will send the temperatures higher over the next several days. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the single digits and teens across a big part of the Midwest. Most of those single digit readings occurred from the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Iowa into northern Illinois. There were a few other locations as well, but the southern parts of the Midwest saw afternoon temperatures running mostly in the teens and 20s, and we even saw 20 and 30 degree temperatures yesterday, March the 3rd, all the way down into central portions of Texas and the entire U.S. Delta. These temperatures extremely unusual for this time of the year and set records, of course, over the last several nights from Canada to the Gulf Coast states. While the coldest air is abating, and we are going to see an improving trend across a big part of the country as we move forward over the next few days. Now, some of the northern parts of the Midwest are going to see a little bit of a setback, though, as we get to the weekend, as a colder air mass briefly shovels through the region. Now, that particular cold air mass will also be preceded by some light snow. In fact, over the next two or three days, we're going to see occasional snow working its way across the northern parts of the region. Most of that snow is expected to be light, but it will be varied enough so the travel might be a little hazardous across parts of the northern states as we go forward through these next few days, with little pockets of heavier snowfall expected that would reduce visibilities all of a sudden. But for the most part, the snow is expected to be disorganized and mostly light, and we'll likely see the majority of it this morning across the Great Lakes region, and then later today and overnight tonight, we'll see the precipitation most significant coming out of the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska and shifting east-southeastward across the heart of the Midwest. But we will see the precipitation diminish as it moves southeastward, and that will likely leave portions of the Ohio River Basin unaffected by significant precipitation. Another wave of snow is likely to move across the upper Midwest and the northern plains as we move from Thursday night into Friday, and that too will likely diminish quite a bit as it moves southeastward through the Midwest, and a surface high pressure system will follow it. We'll likely see the temperatures turning cooler behind that particular event, and clearing skies will likely occur as well with a little break in all the precipitation. Most of the moisture content in the snow this week is not expected to be very impressive. We'll likely see a few hundredths of an inch upward to, maybe as much as a quarter of an inch from any one of the little snow events, but from many areas we'll only see moisture totals running up to about 15 hundredths of an inch. The precipitation is not expected to have much of an impact on the moisture profile across the region. We still have a lot of frost in the ground across the Midwest, and that still raises some concern if we start seeing some heavier precipitation a little bit later this month, because the potential for flooding will be higher than usual until we can get some of that frost out of the ground and allow for moisture to soak deeper into the soil. I don't see any heavy precipitation events coming up for a while, and that'll be a blessing. We do expect the temperatures to be still cooler than normal for a big part of the next 5 days. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will be mostly in the teens and 20s. We'll look for a few 30s, though, in the southernmost parts of the region. And then we'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to perhaps warm just a little bit, but you won't notice it too much. Afternoon temperatures will be mostly in the teens and 20s across the northern Midwest, and some 20s and 30s will occur in the south. And as we move on out a little bit later in the week, 30s and some 40s will likely take place as we move into Thursday. And most temperatures at night are likely to run in the positive negative single digit readings across the northern parts of the Midwest, but everybody else is probably going to see some teens and lower 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.